The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I love to give you good news. I love to share good news, feel good stories. I really do, and I do often. However, sometimes we need a wake-up call. True. Sometimes we need a wake-up call. And now is one of those times. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It is the 5 o'clock hour. Just clicked over to 7 minutes after the top of the hour. And I'm delighted that you have chosen to spend some time with me this afternoon. Thank you. Never, ever want to take that for granted. All right, this is not good news. This is bad news. However, you can do something about it. Seriously, you can do something about this. Here is the headline that is very distressing. Here it is. Only 6% of Americans hold to a dominantly biblical worldview. You and I talk about this constantly. Worldview. We talk about it all the time. I emphasize it often. It is imperative that you and I have a biblical worldview. Why? Because your world, pardon me, your worldview will determine how you interpret all of the events around you. Your worldview will determine how you interpret the events in your family. Your worldview will interpret the way or will impact the way you interpret events in your church, in our nation, around the world. Your worldview will determine how you interpret everything around us. I've used the illustration before. Please forgive me for being a little repetitious, but it's like eyeglasses. If you had eyeglasses that were rose-colored, you know, we used to talk about rose-colored glasses, looking at the world through rose-colored lenses. Well, if you had rose-colored lenses, everything you would see would have a rose-colored tint to it, all right, because that's what you're looking through. Your worldview is kind of like that. It is the lens that you look through, and imprinted on that lens is your worldview. And as you look through the lens of your worldview, you will interpret how things look, how you respond to them, again, dependent upon your worldview. So if this survey is true, and this is from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, they're becoming pretty prominent in the world of Christian research polls and so on and so forth. So I think they're pretty reputable and pretty reliable. And if this is true, this is very bad news for America. Only 6% of Americans hold to a dominantly biblical world view. This was from the American Worldview Inventory 2021, which observes, quote, a biblical worldview and six prominent competing worldviews, secular humanism, postmodernism, moralistic therapeutic deism, nihilism, and Marxism, which includes critical theory and Eastern mysticism. Now, that's much more complicated than the way I look at things. If you're a regular listener, you know, I simplify. I think we have two basic worldviews. A biblical worldview, which is a Christian biblical worldview, and a secular humanist worldview. I would see these other competing worldviews, secular humanism, postmodernism, moralistic therapeutic deism, nihilism, Marxism, and Eastern mysticism, I would link them all in one category with subcategories because they all emphasize the goodness of man. Man is good. Man is inherently good. All of those basically subscribe to that worldview. A biblical worldview begins with the fall of man, the fallen nature of man, the evil nature of man. And again, you and I have talked about this over and over and over and over again. But it's interesting that as a result of this inventory, they have concluded that, quote, 88% of U.S. adults hold to a mixture of worldviews instead of adhering to one single worldview. Quote, rather than developing an internally consistent and philosophically coherent perspective, Americans embrace points of view or actions that feel comfortable or most convenient. Those beliefs and behaviors are often inconsistent or even contradictory. But few Americans seemed troubled by that. In other words, they develop a worldview that makes sense to them, a worldview that they are comfortable with rather than a worldview that is rooted in revealed absolute truth. And again, here is the major difference between a biblical worldview and all of the other worldviews. A biblical worldview is rooted in the belief that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God and the source of absolute truth. If the Bible says it, it's true. Period. Doesn't make any difference how you feel, I feel. Doesn't make any difference what culture believes. It doesn't make any difference what other people around you believe. A biblical worldview says, I believe that God, the creator of the universe and the creator of the earth and the creator of mankind, has given us his word. And every single word is inspired, and this is absolute truth. Therefore, we develop our worldview not from what makes me feel good or what makes you feel good or what I feel is right or just. I develop my worldview based on what God says. And according to the survey, only 6% of Americans hold to a true biblical worldview. 6%. Now, again, they spend a lot of time dividing it up into other competing worldviews and so forth. But here's the important thing. America has lost our foundation. I've said this often. If you read the writings of our founding fathers, they all had a predominantly biblical worldview. Not all of them were born-again Christians. That is true. But for the most part, they held to a biblical worldview. And that was the foundation for this country. That's gone. That is gone. So the foundation is gone. All right. So what do you and I do about it? I'm glad you asked. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Very disturbing headline I came across today. Only 6% of Americans hold to a dominantly biblical worldview. According to the latest research from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. If this is true, it will explain almost everything about where we are at as a country. Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. This explains so very much. We cannot properly interact with the world around us unless we do it in the way that God intended. God is the creator. We are the creation. We have an owner's manual. And if you violate the principles of the owner's manual, you're going to be in serious trouble. I double dog dare you the next time you need an oil change in your car to put water in. It's cheaper. Lubricates me. I mean, you know, when I'm thirsty and dry, I take a drink. So why not drain that oil out and put something far, far less expensive in? Just put water in your engine and then see how far you get. Not very far. And I could give you hundreds of other illustrations of violating the owner's manual on machines, cars, washing machines, or whatever. The maker gives you an owner's manual because the maker knows what is best. In fact, in some of the newer high-performance cars, not only do you have to use oil, you have to use a very specific form of oil, a very specific weight of oil. And if you do not, you void the manufacturer's warranty. It's not even enough that you put oil in it. It has to be a very specific kind of oil, weight of oil, and so on and so forth. All right. God is our creator. Not only did he create you and me, he created this planet. And he's given us his owner's manual. Well, evidently, here in America, according to this research, only 6% of Americans agree with the owner's manual. They're doing their own thing. They're doing whatever they feel is best. And if water is less expensive than oil, who cares? Put it in. That's what's happening with our culture, and that's what's happening with our nation. All right, what can we do about it? We encourage people to come back to the owner's manual. Now, folks, listen. I don't know what kind of church you attend. I hope and pray that it's a biblical, Bible-based church with a biblical worldview. But it is not enough to draw a crowd. It's what you do with the crowd. Case in point, I won't get to it, but I've got it down my stack of stuff. A pastor of a megachurch out in California, never heard of the guy until today, but it is, well, it's not exactly a denomination, it's a movement, and they claim 5 million followers. This church in California, they've got branches around, and they claim 5 million followers. And the people believe that this guy, the pastor, is an actual apostle of Jesus Christ. Well, He has just been arrested on kiddie porn and sexual trafficking. Okay? Now, he claims, I have no idea whether it's true, he claims 5 million followers. But the guy who's leading the 5 million followers, from what the arrest warrants have said, they have evidence from his phone, his computer, he was involved in kiddie porn, and even human trafficking. So he got a crowd. So what? If he's guilty, he should spend the rest of his life in prison. And today, almost everything is judged by the size of the crowd. The mainline Protestant denominations are dwindling, dying. Most of them are already dead. The churches are closing and so forth. And then there are the evangelical, charismatic, Pentecostal churches that are either holding their own or they're growing. We have churches here in Central Ohio that are exploding in growth. They're putting satellite churches everywhere. Well, that's great if they're developing disciples. If they're just putting bottoms in seats and they're involved with nickels and noses and they've got exciting, wonderful, emotional worship and they get everybody stirred up into a frenzy every Sunday in worship, but the word is not being taught, disciples are not being made, and people are not being taught a biblical world view, then that church is worthless. And so I just hope and pray. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with exciting worship. Of course not. Nothing worse than boring worship. But I'm talking about what kind of people are being developed. If someone, if a polling organization came to your church this coming weekend and polled your congregation about a biblical worldview, how would your church do? I hope it would do very well. I believe the church that Joy and I are a part of would do extremely well. Our pastor and the staff are constantly talking about worldview issues and the sufficiency of Scripture and the authority of Scripture. Otherwise, we wouldn't be there. I promise you, we wouldn't be there. Now, they're growing. They're growing like crazy. But they're teaching. They're discipling. I say it all the time. At the beginning of the program, every day, I say, the future of America is not dependent upon the next political candidate. It's not dependent upon the next president. It's not dependent upon what's going on in Congress and the Senate and the House of Representatives. It's not even dependent upon what happens in the Supreme Court. The future of America is dependent upon the pulpits and the pews of America. And I plead with you, if you are in the pew, make sure that the pulpit is teaching you the Word of God. If not, time to look elsewhere.